You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702, The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
And of course, we speak to Crystal. Good morning to you, Crystal. This is a very, very interesting one. The ICC's chief prosecutor has expressed shock. This is, of course, after the overturning of the former DRC Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba's war crime conviction.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. In fact, human rights organizations are still outraged and we're still hearing from them about the appeal judges who overturned this conviction. Of course, the chief prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda, said it's regrettable and troubling. Now, the appeal judges overturned this conviction that was given, that was handed down in 2016. He was sentenced to 18 years for alleged war crimes that included sexual crimes. And of course, at the time, it was the first major case and, of course, a victory for the ICC. But now we see that the appeal judges reversed it and now it's a serious setback. So judges scrapped this because they said, look, it's difficult. He was the vice president. His troops were in the Central African Republic. Who ultimately has the responsibility? Of course, Bemba's legal team welcomed the statement because the judges said that the trial chamber had erred in its evaluation and motivation and measures that could have taken, that Bemba could have taken in light of the limitations that he wasn't in the country and his troops were. But of course, he's not yet been released. He's still in jail, a fancy five-star jail at the ICC, because another panel of judges is still considering what sentence should be given to him for a conviction for interfering with witnesses. Now, that is scheduled for tomorrow. So, of course, we hope that he might be sentenced, Bongani.
I wonder where and how Kabila is going to be reading all of this. Now, Human Rights Watch says that the lack of credible electoral reform in Zimbabwe means that whatever poll they have in July might not be credible.
Yes, Bongani. So, of course, I think everyone is just simply watching what is happening in Zimbabwe. It's a major election. So, of course, we're going to see different organizations and politicians coming out to raising awareness or some question marks around the election. So now Human Rights Watch has conducted a very in-depth study in May where they crisscrossed the country, spoke to people on the ground. So we can't question the credibility of this. So they, for instance, found that security forces are still involved in the electoral process. They still say that there's several abusive laws that still remain effective. Violence by ZANU-PF is still a contributing factor, especially in the rural areas. And there's a need for President Mnangagwa to go beyond mere rhetoric of saying there will be a free, fair and credible election, but actually take genuine steps to level the playing field so that everyone can compete, Bongani.
Well, a whole culture was established there, wasn't it? Crystal Audison there with our Africa Report this morning.